Fear is rampant in this day of the deadly corona pandemic and global financial collapse. Our guest was a high-ranking satanic priest that sold his soul to the devil. And he says that fear is the number one weapon in the devil's arsenal. Are you ready to destroy fear and live in complete freedom?
I talk to John on the phone, or I'm in person with him, I think this is someone else that spent 25 years with a blood covenant with Satan. You really are a different person.
Totally.
I mean, having a blood covenant with Satan, how'd you break that?
Yeah, I tell you, in 1999, I left my body, went straight to hell. The devil showed up in hell. He told me how much he loved me. He couldn't let me go because he had to destroy me because I was someone in his kingdom that was very special because of the witchcraft and the astral projecting and the tormentors that I would release on people with fear and destroy people's life. And the devil said, I can't let you go, but the cross of Jesus Christ appeared in hell. Even the word of God says in Simon, you make your bed in hell, God is there. And when I went to hell and I left my body and I was there, when the devil showed up in hell, he was so furious to destroy me. And when he went to grab me, the cross of Jesus Christ was between him and I. And when he went to make contact with the cross dropped him like he was a toddler on the floor. He had no power. And I couldn't believe it. I ran into the portals of hell. And he came, for the second time, when he came out, he went to grab me. And the cross of Jesus Christ appeared again. And when he made contact, he just fell out like a piece of paper. It was the Lord Jesus Christ setting me free. And I came back into my body, and I went to hell as a high-ranked devil worshiper, a general in the kingdom of darkness, and I came back as a believer in Jesus Christ.
But you told me the number one weapon in the devil's arsenal was the real hold that the devil had over you while you were in witchcraft, and that was fear.
Fear. The devil is a spiritual pharaoh. He plagues fear on the people that practice the occult. The fear on people is a terrorizing fear that if you miss a beat, or if you miss an assignment, or you miss a ritual, or you don't do it in the next ceremony, either someone in your family will die, you will die, or you will get into a horrific car accident. And that was my life for 25 years.
That's an awful life.
Yes, it was.
Did you realize how, I'm kind of curious, did you realize how awful it was when you were in it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But then the other part was, well, if I get out, then I'm signing my funeral.
So you were a real prisoner. I want you looking in camera and you talk to someone that's in Satanism or witchcraft and tell them there is freedom.
I just want to say, whether you're in witchcraft, New Age, any occult practices in your life, and they lying to you because the devil is the father of lies. He's lying to you how he's going to kill, steal, and destroy you. You have an opportunity, the one avenue, one door to get out. His name is Jesus Christ. He did it for me. I've been 1999. I've been set free. The tormentors came for me for 30 days, but the Lord Jesus Christ kept me, delivered me, set me free, and today I'm exposing the works of the enemy, his number one weapon, which is fear.
Now, if the devil was so strong, how come he leaves you alone?
Well, you know, the devil has power. The devil has crazy power, but not the right power for the believer.
Like, for instance, did you have any reason to suspect a believer had something special when you were projecting yourself on them or all these other things or cursing them?
My job as a demonic devil worshiper at the time was to astral project as much as I can, leave my body and curse regions and curse neighborhoods and put witchcraft in.
When you say astral project, you leave your
body completely and have a contract with a demon. So when I used to fly out, curse the neighborhoods, put witchcraft in the neighborhood, with the poverty spirits, whatever demonic stronghold that the devil wanted me to put on that neighborhood with the contract of the demon, there was believers that knew how to pray, and they would chase me out of the neighborhood in the spirit, and I was not able to accomplish the mission.
Now, fear is a very pervasive thing, and it really spreads into lots of areas. Tell me some areas that people are hit with fear, and they just think it's themselves, but this fear.
You know, the devil has three steps to tormenting. Tormenting fear has three steps: worry, panic attacks, and then tormentings of fear. So the devil will start with the worry factor, worry this, worry that, worry your job, worry about your tomorrow, worry about your future, worry about your family, worry about your finances, worry about your career, and then that goes into panic attacks. And after panic attack, the devil put the nail of the coffin, which is he released the tormentors of fear upon you, upon your family. But I got good news. I know how to fight, dismantle, uproot, and destroy fear out of your life once and for all. I know how to do it because I was one of them. I was one of them that used to apply that kind of technique, on a spiritual technique, on people's lives for 25 years.
Do you find this is pervasive among even Christians as you travel?
Oh, it's amazing because God has given me such a wonderful gift, an altar course. When I do an altar call, no one's in the seat. And with 300, 400, 500 people come up to the altar to be prayed for. And I got the whole Jesus thing. I pray for one people at a time. Sometimes I'm 6 hours. And 9 out of 10 people, they say, I just want to say something. I don't know, but this fear is just so gripped on me from a childhood, from a teenager, from adulthood. The fear is just eating away like a spiritual cancer. Please, I want to be set free.
And are they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I know how to beat the devil like a pinata.
I like that. There are many, many people that are battling fear. And it's got to do with stinking thinking and the demonic, the combination. Mm-hmm. So that's why you wrote your new book, mm-hmm. and your special CDs. Can people really get set free from
I promise you, Uncle Sid, people can be free. I mean, I can promise you, tomorrow's going to be tomorrow. People will be set free because the devil worships patterns and cycles, and the kingdom of darkness is patterns and cycles of fear, seasons of fear, torment, and these things come upon you. They grip you. They wrap around you like a straitjacket. And over your mind, your thoughts, your body, your heart, it just wraps around you. That's why people get sick. That's why people, they jump on medication.
You want to be their life coach.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
I want to teach you how you can take that fear off, uproot it, and live in total freedom. I believe, you have to make a decision. I always say, and you have to make that decision. You have to step forward. You have to really say, fear, I renounce you. I rebuke you. Today is a day that you leaving my life once and for all.
Can disease like cancer be a demon?
Oh, absolutely. We would call it in the kingdom of darkness, we call it a spirit of infirmity. You release
but so
that.
So many people are fearful when they get a report from a doctor that there's something in your blood, there's this lump.
Mm-hmm. They can't sleep, they can't rest, they can't eat, because all fear is now operating at full force upon that person because of a one bad report, or one bad word, or one bad moment. The person is already paralyzed, and fear is already controlling, manipulating their purpose and their destiny.
Tell me about that Muslim woman.
It's amazing because God loves all people. And this is the point that I was in an altar call out in Queens, and this lady comes up and she says to me, she said, John, I just want to say something. She said, I got 6 months to live. And I said, what do you mean you got 6 months? And she said, I got 4 stages. Cancer, and I'm going to die. The doctor said, go home and make peace with my family. I said, but are you a Christian? Are you a believer? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? He said, no, I'm a Muslim. She said, I'm a Muslim. I just came here because this is my last resource. And I said, well, my Jesus can save you and he can heal you. And she said, well, give me Jesus. I said, we're coming up, coming right up. I put my hands on her. She renounced. She received Jesus. She renounced cancer. She received Jesus as Lord and Savior. I just put my hand like a little boy. Hey, in the name of Jesus, Father, teach her that she could be healed. And I just left. A year later, I come back to the church. And I'm walking into the church. There's this lady standing in front of the church with this big Kool-Aid smile. And she looked at me, I'm looking at her, and said, well, okay, what's wrong with that lady? And she said, you remember me? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't remember, because I'm in my travels. And she said, I was supposed to die 6 months ago. I said, oh my God, what happened? She said, Jesus, heal my body. I went back to the doctors, doctor, check me one more time. And the doctor checked her one more time. The doctor said, listen, we told you go home, make peace with your family. Don't bother us. She said, please check me one more time. And the doctors checked her. The doctor said, we need to check you again. We don't see nothing in your body. Maybe the machine's wrong. No! Heal in Jesus' name.
Now, Why do you call believers special ops or spiritual snipers?
You know, one of the things I believe in my heart that God has given us the awesome. We have powerful weapons of our warfare. We can have spiritual snipers. We can go into the devil's camp and shoot and destroy and kill and put an atomic bomb in the devil's camp and destroy all demonic altars that have been set up against us, our family, our loved ones, our finances, our purpose, our destiny, our careers, our husband and wives. We have the guns of heaven to bring down every demonic activity that's going on that has our name on it, and that's special ops and spiritual snipers. And you have to do those spiritual warfare prayers. Know how to go in and get out and it's like special op. Jump in, destroy, come out, go home. That's a winner.
Well, as a satanic general, John learned that believers have two of the most powerful weapons that literally put fear on Satanists. Next. Hello, YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural. There is one man that understands fear, horrific fear. It's John. And if there's one man that can get people free of fear, it's John Ramirez. John, you said there are two weapons, two things stronger than any demon in hell at the disposal of every believer. What are they?
Uncle Sid, to me, no greater weapon, no greater chain than the name of Jesus Christ will break every chain, every bondage, every...
What if you don't see something and you use the name of Jesus? What's going on in the invisible
world? Oh, in the invisible world, that name shakes the foundations of hell in the spirit realm. It will put the, will paralyze the devil and his cronies. That name has power over every sickness, over every demonic tormenting devil of fear. That name destroyed, even under that name, they say demons tremble under that name.
John, what's the second weapon?
The blood of Jesus Christ.
When I say, I apply the blood of Jesus over my family. Yeah. I apply the blood of Jesus over my house. I apply the blood of Jesus where I work. I apply the blood of Jesus in my car. What is going on?
In the spirit realm, when Moses put the blood on the doorpost that the angel of death has to pass by, the angel of death has to pass by. When you apply the blood today, the blood of Jesus upon your family, your relatives, your loved one, my daughter, she lives in Brooklyn. I live in Manhattan. I apply the blood of Jesus when she get on the subways, when she go to work, when she leaves work at night at work by herself, walking home. I apply the blood of Jesus. I mean, devil, you have to pass over her. You can't touch her. She doesn't belong to you. Nothing that I applied the blood of Jesus, you have no legal rights over it. You are destroyed, dismantled, you are uprooted, and you are defeated because the blood of Jesus says so. To me, it's like the oxygen you breathe. If you don't breathe oxygen, you won't live. So we need to understand that the blood of Jesus moves, shakes, and destroys, dismantles the devil's kingdom and turns it upside down. And we need to apply no matter what. I mean, that should just be your language. That should be your spiritual warfare language. The blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. When I wake up in the morning, I say, devil, I'm up. Jesus, thank you for waking me up in the morning. Devil, I'm up. The blood of Jesus is right there. Hit him real quick. Offense. Shake him in his boots.
This stuff. You know what's so wonderful? It's for the least believer can do the same works Jesus did, and if you really believe the Bible, and even greater. But how? Right now, the question is, how can you live without fear when we return?
Fear is the devil himself. The fear is like a spiritual cancer that will eat away if you don't destroy it once and for all. We need to destroy, we need to dismantle, we need to uproot. fear of a loved one, fear of a job, fear of a marriage, fear of our children, fear of our careers, financial fears. This fear comes in every level.
Call now and get this powerful brand new book and anointed three-part audio teaching series, Destroying Fear by John Ramirez. Plus his No More Fear two-sided reference card. This is an exclusive offer for our Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9676. Through this powerful brand new book and three-part audio teaching series, Destroying Fear by John Ramirez, you will receive divine strategies to overthrow the enemy's tactics and walk in total freedom. Learn that the devil's number one weapon against you is fear. Understand that the reason you're not receiving answers to your prayers is often caused by demonic fear. Gain access to your spiritual warfare arsenal to face the attacks of the enemy head on. Receive powerful prayer, decrees, and declarations to uproot and dismantle fear and destroy it in the name of Jesus. Discover how to fight back and destroy the attacks of the enemy once and for all, and experience your breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. This book and the three-part audio teaching series is filled with powerful anointed prayers, renunciations, decrees, and declarations to arm you as a warrior against the demonic realm and help bring victory in every circumstance you are facing. You will also receive this two-sided No More Fear reference card, which contains prayers, declarations, and decrees to arm you against the attacks of the enemy. You can insert this card in your Bible or put it in a prominent place so you can have access to it every day.
Today is the day fear will not live in your heart or in your mind anymore. Get rid of it and be free.
Don't miss out on getting this powerful brand new book and anointed three-part audio teaching series, Destroying Fear by John Ramirez, plus his No More Fear two-sided reference card. This is an exclusive offer for our Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9676. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9676 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
John, a woman by the name of Daisy.
Daisy was a friend of the family's, and she was involved in the occult, Santeria, and which Santeria means worship of demons. She was in it. She was baptized into the witchcraft and the rituals and the ceremonies of Santeria. And one day I went to my mom's house and I said, "Hey, Daisy, you know, you see my life, how God set me free." She said, "John, I'm so afraid. I have so much fear. If I leave, they're going to kill me." I said, "Look, they didn't kill me. They're not going to kill you. Just accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I promise you, it's going to happen to you." And she said, "Okay, John, I want Jesus."
Jesus. Daisy is ready to take you into her heart.
And she accepted Jesus, and then she told the superintendent of the building, "Go to my house and throw all the witchcraft stuff away in the garbage." She threw it all away in the garbage, and 2 months later, Daisy, she passed on. And I went to her funeral, and I, out of respect, knowing that she's a believer, so I said, "I'm going to go to her funeral." And to my dismay, all the witchcraft, high-ranked devil worshippers that I used to be with in 25 years, they were all in the funeral, releasing spirit of fear, telling the people, "You see her? She died because they were lying. You see, she died because we destroy her, and we're going to put the same spirit on you, of death on you, premature death on you, and we're going to be," they were releasing demons of fear. And I walked into the funeral, and they looked at me. They say, "Oh my God, you here? We haven't killed you yet? How much witchcraft we done to you? You can't kill me. I'm under the blood of Jesus Christ."
Now, John, how do we live without fear?
You know, amazing, the book of Hebrews chapter 11, it speaks about fear and faith. Many, many great women of God, many great men of God started in fear, but they became overcomers through faith. And it was kind of the hallmark of faith is the book of Hebrews. And these people were practical people, normal people, and God chose them to shame the devil. And they started, you see, you could start with fear, but you could end up overcomer in faith and victorious and be more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I tell people this, right? A lot of time we read scripture. We read it so fast. We like, oh, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, blah. You know, you say, "I love my wife," right? And, "Oh, I love my daughter," or "I love my son." And you're, "Hey, I love you," and you leave. "Oh, hey, I missed you," and you leave. It's not intimacy. When you read scripture, you should be intimate with the scripture. You should be intimate with that scripture. So when I read scripture, I read it slow. I read the scripture like I'm telling God, I love you so much for what you've done for me. And I read it in a pace that I want his heart to skip beats, because I am debtor to the cross of Jesus Christ. And when I read scripture that way, fear has no place in my life.
Can you lead us in a prayer to overcome fear?
Oh, absolutely. I want to share this scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. You know, God has some amazing promises in his word. God not a man that he would lie. His word is so strong, so awesome. You can take it to the bank and believe it. You can deposit that in your spirit. That is the bank, your spirit. You know, and when I get scripture and it comes into me and it says something, I want you to repeat after me. And really, you're watching TV today, please repeat the scripture after me. And not only this scripture, but grab every scripture, every word of God, every promise of God. Make it your own. I think the word is not something that is for, it's not general. It's for you. In him. And when I grab and I say, I would say Deuteronomy 31:8, I would say, the Lord, he is the one who goes before me. He is the one that goes before me, Uncle Sid. That means I don't have to worry. I don't have to fear. And he says, he will be with me. He will not leave me or forsake me. That's a guarantee. Because you see, once he's telling me, I will not fear. Because God's promises are for me every day. I will not fear and I will not be dismayed. If you've been tormented and you've been plagued and your mind is being scorned by lies of the enemy, this is your breakthrough. This is your moment. This is your divine appointment that you can hold on to God's word. It's everlasting. God's word doesn't have an expiration date.
Lead us in the prayer.
I want to say, you see, and it says that this is my favorite scripture, Deuteronomy 31:8. It says, and the Lord, he is the one who goes before me.
And the Lord, he is the one who goes before me.
And he will be with me.
And he will be with me.
And he will not leave me.
He will not leave me.
And I will not fear.
I fear.
Or be dismayed.
Or be dismayed.
I will not fear.
I will not fear.
Anyone right now, if you watching and you heard that, all you have to, let's put the icing on the cake and say, Lord Jesus, be my Lord and Savior.
Let's do that right now. Out loud. Repeat this prayer. Out loud. You at home, I'm looking at you too. And the studio audience, repeat this prayer out loud. Dear God.
Dear God.
I've made so many mistakes.
I've made so many mistakes.
But I know.
But I know.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Washes away these mistakes.
Washes away these mistakes.
And as of this moment.
As of this moment.
I am clean before you.
I am clean before you.
I ask you, Jesus.
I ask you, Jesus.
To be my Lord and Savior.
To be my Lord and Savior.
And live inside of me.
And live inside of me.
And never forsake me.
And never forsake me.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
I want an experience with you.
I want an experience with you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
John, I want you to pray what is ever on your heart for all those millions of people that need freedom right now.
Amen. I just want to lift you up in prayer right now. I just come against every demonic force that's been operating your life, through your life, whether generational or any doors that you have open in your life, known and unknown. I break and destroy, dismantle every demonic fear, every tormenting devil, every scorning devil that's scorning your mind. I break every demonic sickness or paralyze every devil of oppression, depression, suicide. I break every satanic devil, every satanic altars. I break every satanic assignment of the devil and the spirit around against you. I put the judgments of God upon every devil, every demon, every principality, every territory, demon, every familiar spirit. I destroy by the blood of Jesus Christ. I ask you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, I put warring angels around you. I put a hedge of protection around you from Zechariah 2:5. I declare the blood of Jesus upon you, in you, and through you, and you are free in Jesus' name. Amen.